The next patient is Aleida Ruano. The last name is R-U-A-N-O. The first name, Aleida, A-L-E-I-D-A. It is the clinical case of a 60-year-old female who got the second kidney transplant on May 4 of 2021. The immunosuppression has been with the administration of tacrolimus, 2 milligrams in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. The most recent tacrolimus level on November 30, 2022 was 5.5. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, we have a creatinine of 1.4. A BUN of 35, and the patient has an estimated GFR that is 42 mL per minute. Fasting blood sugar is 141. The patient doesn't have proteinuria, period. The BK virus is positive in the urine. We are going to order quantification in serum and quantification in the urine. Period. Number two, the patient has been complaining of pain in the back that is getting sharper. When we cultured the urine, it was positive more than 100,000 colonies of Klebsiella pneumoniae, ESBL. Taking into consideration that the clinical picture and the background of the patient, I put a call into the infectious disease doctor in order to decide the modality of therapy, which is most likely in hospital. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C was reported 10%. That this could be associated to the urinary tract infection and or compliance with the diet and the insulin administration. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today, 128/92. However, prior to the visit, the patient took the blood pressure at home and the diastolic was around 80. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, overweight. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes in reviewing the notes from Tampa General Hospital, the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 18 minutes, and the documentation in 8 minutes.